Welcome to Ray the Healer, the only podcast created to help you get back to the best version of yourself. For over 27 years, Ray Miller has been helping people stay healthy, active, and pain-free. If you're suffering from acute or chronic pain, anxiety, PTSD trauma, or chronic illness, Ray the Healer can help you regain your health, vitality, and an amazing inner sense of power and joy. And now, please welcome Ray the Healer.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this episode. Hope you're having a great day today. I hope you listened to the previous episode, which was Myths on Healing Childhood Trauma. If you haven't heard that, I would go take a listen to that. But today, what we're going to do is focus on the musts and what we need to do in order to heal childhood PTSD trauma. So let's get right to it, because we have a few things we're going to talk about today. This could be a real challenge for people, because when we're living in survival mode, if you've had a lot of childhood PTSD and you're in survival mode, it's really hard to think outside the box. You're just kind of bound up, right? And our system's working either fight, flight, freeze, or fawn, right? Like at almost all times, especially if you had complex trauma, which is trauma that has happened over and over and over, right? Repeatedly. All right. So I just want to, before we get started, this is unknown. This is saying unknown from a person I do not know, but I feel it's really excellent saying, quote, for people with trauma. Someone once asked me, "Why do you always insist on taking the hard road?" I replied, "Why do you assume I see two roads?" Now, I'm sure you could relate to that if you had trauma, right? Now, I'm going to take it a step further and say, I could see the two roads, but I only know this one deep in my system, deep in my system. So that could be very challenging, right? So where do we start healing trauma? Well, the first thing a lot of people think about is just go in therapy and talk about it and chat and talk. And look, therapy could be really good. It's a support system. Maybe somebody has nobody else, or, you know, management strategies. But those are management strategies for symptoms of trauma. And that's good, but that's not the end game. If you really want to heal trauma and be free of it, here are some things you must do, right? Okay. So number one is you can't do it alone, right? There's a lot of things you can do by yourself. But initially you need to really connect with somebody and really connect with them, and someone you could develop trust with and a rapport with, especially somebody who does somatic work like I do, and over time really start to build a relationship, and they could guide you through this process. So definitely not alone, right? You don't want to try. You try techniques for managing it, but when it comes to healing, you need to have somebody else there. Okay, next, number two is you want to build safety and capacity in your nervous system, right? This is super important. Before you go digging deeply in any trauma, the first thing, you have someone you could work with that could guide you as an expert. And then you start to build safety and capacity in your nervous system. There's many ways of doing that, and everyone's different of where they're going to start. But that person, that number one, that person that's going to help you is going to help you with safety and capacity. So you build safety and capacity through your nervous system, right? Because we suppressed emotions all these years, it's really kind of contracted, right? We're kind of bound up, right? So we need to gently retrain the nervous system, and it's okay to let go little by little, and it's okay to have some space little by little, right? Like I say, everyone's different on how this is done, but it's an imperative step to healing trauma. Okay, number three is curiosity. And how we learn about ourselves, we get curious. It's that observing part of our brain that just gets curious about everything we do, right? Everything we do. like how we're acting. And we start to put pieces together when we just get curious without judgment. And I know it's hard for people with trauma that have had a lot of judgment on themselves and shame, but we try to just separate and just get curious and observe how we're interacting with other people, with ourselves, how we're reacting to situations and stuff like that. So number four would be patience, okay? We really need patience, right? It's going to take some time. It's not going to take 20 years to feel better if you work with the right somatic therapist, but it will take a little bit of patience. It'll seem like forever in the beginning, but it's not, right? And so you need to have a little patience, and that can be hard for people with PTSD because you just want it gone. You want to get rid of these symptoms because it could feel awful, right? So patience is important. Another thing is, it would be number five would be compassion for ourselves. Now, compassion is kind of hard for people who've had a lot of trauma because, well, what do we have to do if we had a lot of childhood trauma? We can't blame our parents. We can't blame whoever our caregivers are, right? We have to blame ourselves because they're feeding us, right? We can't fight, flight. We could probably only freeze or fawn and kind of blame ourselves. So self-compassion can be really hard. That's something you work with your healer, therapist, your somatic therapist with, is compassion. That will come. It just takes some time, right? And finally, it's consistency. You have to be consistent with your trauma healing. It's just the way that it is, right? So if you can't think, if you want to get into shape, you can't just work out for a month or two and say, oh yeah, this is going to last me for a few years. It's not. You have to be consistent. You have to show up consistently for yourself, right? And that's also going to, when you start doing that over and over, that's going to help you with compassion. It's going to help you with capacity. It's going to help you with all the other steps. So I really hope this was helpful today. Just these things, just some information. And I hope this was really helpful. And I hope you find, if you can, if you haven't yet, you want to find a good somatic therapist, somebody who works with trauma in the body, because that's going to be the key. And someone could gently, gently guide you through this process, because we all need help with this, right? So just reiterate, can't do it alone. You want to get safety and capacity in your nervous system. You want to get curious, right? Curious of all the things that are happening, right? You want to have patience, because it takes some time, and self-compassion, right? And consistency. So there's more, but this is basic. This is basic, and before you start your healing journey, or if you're on a different healing journey and it's not working, hopefully this was helpful. So I hope you have a great day today, and I will see you on the next episode. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Ray the Healer, the only podcast created to help you get back to the best version of yourself. Ray Miller is the owner and founder of Ray Miller Healing and has been helping people stay healthy, active, and pain-free for over 27 years. Ray helps clients with traumatic pasts reclaim their health and their lives by helping them heal from PTSD, anxiety, and chronic conditions such as migraines, chronic fatigue, and gut health issues by getting to the root cause of the symptoms. If you're ready to regain your health, vitality, and an inner sense of power and joy, connect with Ray at RayTheHealer.com. That's RayTheHealer.com.